Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Zach Nelson now as we talk Horton girls basketball. The Lady Chargers are 7-11 on the season and six of those wins in the Northeast Kansas League with one game left against McLeod this Friday. But back-to-back wins, Coach, both of them on the road. You beat Mariel Mount Academy by 5 and you beat Oskaloosa by 19. In both those games, you score 51 and 58. So team playing well, scoring and winning. Sounds like you have to be pretty happy the way the last week's gone.
Very much so. We've kind of adjusted a few things. We're not settling a whole bunch for jump shots. We're looking to attack the rim a lot more, and we're looking to run in transition. We're getting out and getting some steals and finishing in transition, which we were getting steals earlier on in the year, but we just weren't finishing in transition. Now we're finishing.
Several different contributors. I mean, when you score over 50 points, I would imagine you're getting a little more steady contributions from a few different girls.
Yes, very much so. Or, like I said, our younger ones are stepping up and they're getting a little bit more confident. Malia's leading the way, doing her thing. She did a fantastic job in against Moore Hill and Oskaloosa. She had 33 points on, I think it was, she had 9 rebounds and ended up having 10 steals.
Wow.
Against Moore Hill. So she led her way with her defense for sure. And then in Oskaloosa, she had 23. And I want to say, I can't off the top of my head again, she had almost close to double-digit steals. I think it was like 7 steals and rebounding well. And, I mean, she just kind of led the way their way. And our girls are kind of feeding off her. And it's all kind of coming together a little bit better.
You'd only beat Oskaloosa by 9 earlier in the season, and the way it turned out, I mean, 58-37, that's one of your more lopsided wins of the season. It's got to bode well for the girls' confidence, and maybe you feel like it's just a sign of how far this team has progressed and come along this season as well?
Very much so. I mean, in the first half, we were only up 2, but then we kind of settled a lot for jump shots. I mean, they played that 2-3 zone, and they ended up actually running a little box and one against us. And I mean, we had wide open jump shots. We just weren't ready to catch and shoot when we caught it. And it was usually off one pass, but and then second half we decided, all right, the girls finally saw that there was open lanes. Let's drive the ball, get a little closer. And we made free throws too. And that kind of helps when we make our free throws. We get to the line sometime earlier in the year and, you know, we only put up less than 40% as a team. That's not going to get a whole lot of done.
Mentioned the one game left here in the regular season. That's against McLeod, so a chance to kind of continue to build some momentum. It doesn't mean much as far as, you know, sub-state. That's already out. We know the Horton girls will be the number 5 seed and play at Riverside in the first round of 2A sub-state next week. That game is on Monday, so I know hard not to look towards that game a little bit, but certainly the McLeod game gives you a chance to play at home again and kind of keep building that momentum a bit, right?
Oh, very much so. And it's senior night. I mean, we send off our seniors, and, I mean, there's a lot to play for still. I know sub-state, it doesn't really mean a whole lot for our record, but, I mean, as far as girls, you know, building on things that we've been doing well, plus, our senior night and playing in front of our home crowd. I mean, it's always fun for our girls to play at home. The student section gets pretty pumped up. The guys do a pretty good job of cheering us on as well. It's just a fun time.
Well, best of luck on Friday as well as next Monday and through the Valley Falls sub-state. Coach, thanks for taking time to join us here on the radio.
Thank you, Justin, very much.
Coach Nelson of the Horton girls. We'll talk Charger boys basketball next.